navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ. Today, we're going to talk about powerful opening statements. I use the word powerful purposely because it is important when you're starting off the trial to give a powerful opening statement, to set the tone, to set the stage for your case. It's going to be the first time that the jury really gets to hear from you about your case, and it's important that you set the tone right from the outset. Before we get into the details of how to prepare and perform and conduct an opening statement, it's important to talk about public speaking in general. Because when you're going to get up and speak in front of a judge or speak in front of a jury or speak in front of a room full of lawyers or students or anyone that you're presenting something to, you need to feel comfortable so that you give the best presentation as possible. Not everybody's a natural speaker. Some people are much more comfortable getting up and talking in front of others. Some shy away from it. But everyone can learn how to be a good public speaker. It's a matter of practice and preparation. And so let's talk about that. One of the things that you commonly hear people say about public speaking is, don't worry, just picture everybody in the audience to be naked. I don't know where that came from, but I think that's really bad advice. That is not what I would recommend that you do, and I would never think of doing that because that would throw you off and you'd be laughing and your mind would start to wander, and that is the last thing you want to be doing when giving an opening statement. So what you really want to do is be prepared and think about the things that make you nervous about speaking in public so that you can mitigate that. You can prepare in a way that you won't be nervous. I'm going to give you an example. When I think about public speaking and I think about what makes me nervous is primarily two things. The first is that I'm not prepared. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. The second is that I lose my train of thought and either go blank in front of a room full of people or stumble on what I'm talking about. So there's ways that I manage that so that I don't have these fears and I feel comfortable speaking in front of others. So what I do is, first of all, I always make sure to be prepared. You never want to wing it. You never want to get up in a room full of people, say, oh, I know what I'm going to talk about. I've done this a million times. I'm just going to get up there and talk about it and just see how it goes or see how the crowd reacts and go from there. You never want to wing it because that's where you run into a risk. If you draw a blank, you don't know where to turn to. So you need to prepare. You need to prepare an outline. A simple outline of bullet points. I have one here with me today that you can look down